-3 is presented for the people by Caesars Sportsbook. You bet, you get with Caesars Rewards. Must be 21 or older.
-3 with Dave Dameshek.
All right, here we go. We're about to spoil all of week 13, and it's only going to take about 15 minutes. Ready, set, let's go all the way to where the Super Bowl era began. Los Angeles, California, that's not where this game's going to be played, but it does require, when we talk Chiefs and Packers, that we give a shout-out to our eternal hero, Max McGee. 7 catches for 138 and 2 touchdowns, both of which were made with one hand. You know what else it was made with? A hangover, or maybe a current drunk. Check him out. Does he even know where he is there? He played that first Super Bowl, like I say, with a hangover. We must hail him for all of time. To the here and now, though, the Packers, the line's moving towards them a little bit, presumably off of the nice performance from Jordan Love. It's now +6 for the home team. Total is 42.5. I say 28-20 for the visitors. Hench, how say you?
Now, you said 28-20 for the visitors, or you said 28-24 visitors?
28-20 for the visitors. Okay. Please, we don't have time for nonsense.
I had to know if we were in the same garage or not. The one thing we know is that you should live bet this when the Chiefs go down 10 or 14 zip, right? This is we're going to be right ultimately. And by the way, we like to ruin the whole weekend for you before the officials ruin the weekend for you, right? Mm-hmm. Isn't it nice? We give you the scores and then they ruin the game.
Oh, I'll have a note on that for you coming up here.
Okay. So I'm with you. I'm in the same garage. I think, the Chiefs do their slow start, but then pull away. Chiefs 30, Packers 20.
Spaghetti.
I'm going Chiefs 31, Green Bay 23. Nice win for the Packers, surprising everyone on Thanksgiving. Jordan Love has been playing better as of late. The one thing we were getting on KC's case for was the lack of receiving presence, obviously in that loss 2 weeks ago. But last week, Rashee Rice, nice performance, 8 catches, 107 yards. Maybe Mahomes finally has his receiver he can rely on, someone not named Travis Kelce. Rashee Rice over 40.5 receiving yards is -117. He's done it 5 times, but last week's game was, to me, the eye-opening one that maybe he finally trusts the guy. KC wins this game.
Yeah, and overall, I do think the Chiefs are going to hit that next gear as we approach these playoffs here. The ruggedly handsome aggregate of our picks, Brady Lemieux, says 29.6 to 21. Chiefs win and cover. By the way, quick update on where our season records stand with Thanksgiving and week 12 in the rear view. Brady Lemieux is 21 over 500. Hench has now caught me in the season standings, and Spaghetti's 3 over himself. Good job by all of us, I say. Next, Cardinals Steelers Super Bowl 43 rematch. Details are hazy for me. I think Ike Taylor got a ring and Kurt Warner did not. Let me squeeze in a quick break here. Let me ask you a question, Eddie Spaghetti. Why should you bet with Caesars Sportsbook? But before you answer, 2 words, Caesars Rewards. Those are the 2 words. Every bet brings you closer to the types of benefits only Caesars can offer. I'm talking about hotel stays, VIP experiences, sports and concert tickets, even more than just that. It's not only an app, it's an empire. 21 plus must be physically present in Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Nevada, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Wyoming, or Washington, D.C. Sports betting is void in Georgia, Hawaii, Utah, other states where prohibited. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Illinois, Maryland, New Jersey, Ohio, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, affiliated with Harris, Philadelphia. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, or Maryland, visit mdgamblinghelp.org, or West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Colorado, D.C., Nevada, Wyoming, Kansas, affiliated with Kansas Crossing Casino, call 1-800-522-4700. Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. Louisiana, call 1-877-770-STOP. Massachusetts, if you or a loved one is experiencing problems with gambling, please call 1-800-327-5050 or visit gamblinghelplinema.org for 24/7 support. Michigan, call 1-800-270-7117. New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Okay, yeah. It's all coming back to me now. That's the game with James Harrison's 99-yard pick six and Santonio's toe tap, and in between, Larry Fitzgerald watching himself on the scoreboard run for what a lot of people thought was the Lombardi winning touchdown, even in on the brink of defeat. I thought that was a pretty cool move by number 11 there. To the here and now, though, Pittsburgh only giving 5.5. I know that they have not been a world beater this year, but that number feels low. Don't be surprised if it moves in Pittsburgh's direction. Total 41. I'm going to stick my neck out here and say the Pittsburgh Steelers beat a pro football team by a full touchdown here, 20-13. Hench, I'll say you.
Oh, my God. We're in the same garage again. And I got to say, thinking back to the James Harrison touchdown return in that Cardinal Steelers Super Bowl and how hard Larry Fitzgerald was working to prevent it. Watch Garrett Wilson on the Dolphins Hail Mary interception return. He's at the top of the screen, not quite putting in the Larry Fitzgerald effort, the Ben Watson, Champ Bailey effort to prevent that touchdown at the end of the half. It's pretty comical. I'm with you, brother. I think the Steelers finally cover a fairly big number, 27-20 Pittsburgh.
I mean, it's a dreadful football team and half their roster is injured. Spaghetti, how say you?
I think this may be an actual kind of fun game here. Arizona's defense, not so great. No more Matt Canada. They're going to open things up. Kyler Murray is back. And I don't just mean back playing. He's back to like old version of Kyler. He's fun to watch. I have the Cardinals covering, but I have the Steelers winning 21-20 in one of those, like, they keep it close, they just find a way to win, maybe a defensive touchdown. But I really do like the Kenny Pickett over 199.5 yards. It's -115. I mean, it's not like he's not cleared the 200-yard passing mark before. He's done it six times. But last week, again, without Matt Canada, 278 yards, flirting with 300. I like Kenny Pickett versus a pretty bad Arizona defense here, on either versus the rush or versus the pass. But it should be a kind of fun one. I think it's going to be a close one.
I think watch out for a Minka Fitzpatrick, very specific, but watch him go for an INT in his return there. Brady Lemieux likes the Steelers up to six in this one. Dolphins in our nation's capital, recalling the two aesthetically pleasing Super Bowls these two franchises played. Seven was the completion of Miami's undefeated season and provided one of the funnier bits of trivia. The only Miami Dolphin wearing number 13 to win a Super Bowl MVP is Jake Scott. Of course, Washington won the rematch in Super Bowl 17, which provides more trivia. Hench, 1.8 surprise quiz. Who had the first kickoff return touchdown in Super Bowl history?
Franklin.
No, Fulton Walker, bub, number Fulton. 41.
Fulton. I was only going with his first name, and I got it. Two
so
syllables.
You could see him, you just couldn't summon the name.
Yeah, two syllables, began with F, and I said Franklin instead of Fulton. All right, moving on, 1.8.
F indeed. Commies, +9.5, the total on this one, 49.5. I say the Dolphins get it. It's not a bludgeoning. 30-18. Hench, how say you?
You know, MetLife claiming another body last week. I just think that Jalen Phillips injury at the end of that game is such a stomach punch for a team that, you know, has Jalen Ramsey back, and which I think rounding into contender form, and that just, you lose your dominant edge rusher. It's just a gut punch. I think they win this game, but don't cover that big number. 27-24 Dolphins.
I'll tell you, I still like the Dolphins at +360 to get through the AFC. Spaghetti, how say you?
Very high in the Dolphins this week. I have them winning 35-20 over the Commanders. I am still shocked that Ron Rivera has not been fired yet. I'm not sure if Sam Howell is the guy, but one thing you could, kind of bank on here, and that's why I'm going to give out the same game parlay, over 30.5 passing attempts, over 25.5 completions. It's -133. The attempts, he's done that 9 games this season. The over on completions, he's done that 8 games this season. That game on Thanksgiving was brutal to watch. This team's in a free fall. Miami, easy victory for them.
Brady Lemieux says he likes the Dolphins up to 10. Niners at Eagles, this week's game of the century. San Francisco loses this one. A rematch of this rematch in January can be booked. I also suspect the MVP race is settled here and now. If Jalen Hurts, who's +170, wins and plays well in a victory, odds will tip further in his favor. But if the Niners win with a big performance from CMC, who's 15 to 1 right now, don't be surprised if the QB stranglehold is finally broken. P.S. Brock Purdy is +650 himself. But this is a team game, don't you know? So which team will win on Sunday? I say it's the visitors. Niners by 3. Hench, how say you, as the Eagles at the time of this recording are +2.5. The only team in pro football at home. And they're a dog. How say you?
So crazy. 8-3 going to traveling across the country to 10-1. And the Niners are giving points. And yet our cars are parked on top of each other in that garage. I have the exact same spread. Niners by a field goal, 27-24. I think, we were cheated out of this game last year, obviously. We all would have liked to have seen if they'd actually reviewed the Devontae Smith catch at the beginning of that game. And if Brock Purdy didn't get hurt, what would have happened? And now we'll get to see it. And I think like Vegas, I think the Niners are slightly better than the 10-1 Eagles by a field goal. Niners.
Boy, I know Bradley Cooper and every Eagles fan is over the moon right now about their team. But consider Niners, then at the Cowboys, the NFC standings and playoff seedings could change radically in the span of about the next 9 days here. Spaghetti, how say you?
I mean, home dogs, I'm taking the Eagles to win outright here, though. 33-30 at home. Their last couple of games, last 3 games, really, they've been tough. They've won the close games. I know we could kind of poo-poo that for not how they looked, but I think it's the mark of a good team. And again, I'm not just saying this because I did have them as my preseason Super Bowl winner. I think both these teams are phenomenal here. An interesting thing to keep an eye on in this game, Jalen Hurts, look at it, the last 3 games, like I mentioned, versus these top teams. He's not really throwing the football. He's not completing a ton of passes. I like the Jalen Hurts under 21.5 completions. Again, last 3 games, that's gone under. If you want to parlay that with something fun, CMC to score. He's going to get back on a new streak eventually. I do think a lot of scoring this game. The defenses are a little bit, we think they're good, but statistically not as great as really in reality. That's +230 for CMC to score. Jalen Hurts under 21.5 completions. So win some money in this game. It should be a classic.
I agree, and I think it'll be clarifying in more ways than one. That pass rush.
Do a time check now before we go over.
We got like 10, 20. We're good.
We're doing fine. And now a quick break. Now, if I may complete my thought, the Niners pass rush has been tuned up, obviously, with the addition of Chase Young. And against that Eagles offensive line, Lane Johnson a little banged up, I think it'll be telling not just this week, but where the NFC is going to land in Super Bowl terms. I know that's a big statement, but I mean it. Broncos, Texans, were this a competition between John Denver and Whitney Houston, singers who bear the name of the two football towns? The line might be even tighter. I do think it would be Whitney Houston -1, 1.5. In football terms, it's a huge game for the wild card chase for both these teams. It's also our Anton Chigurh coin flip game of the week. At the time of this recording, Texans -3.5, total is 47. I say the home team gets it, 24-21. Hench, how say you?
My CJ Stroud MVP pick is starting to fade. As he returns to earth, and I think it continues this week. Sean Payton has figured something out with this Bronco team. It's not pretty, and I don't think this game will be that pretty either, but I think Russell Hustle Bustle pulls it out 23-20.
Spaghetti, I'm right about Whitney Houston, right? She would beat out John Denver as good as he was.
I think vocal talent, Whitney Houston, is pretty much unmatched. So I'm with you on
body
that
of work and everything. Yeah. Your record is who your record says you are. I think she had way more hits than John Denver. Let's talk about the game. Come on.
Russell Wilson, Hench was talking about him. Going back to the well, my favorite bets, my favorite player props to give out, the quarterback rushing over. Russell Wilson over 24.5 rushing yards, -119. He's done it 6 times this season. 30 carries for Russ in the last 4 games. That's a lot for a quarterback, so I like him to go over there. Does that mean the Broncos win the game? Nope, they cover, but I have Houston winning 23-22 and another classic. CJ Stroud putting himself back into the MVP race. I love that guy.
Well, Brady Lemieux agrees with you. Texans by a hair. Now let's get to the Lions and NOLA. Get ready, Hench. It's where Jared Goff was a party to, the scene of refereeing's grisliest crime. I speak, of course, about the ugly events late in the 2018 NFC title game. Divine intervention, no match for football's true highest power, the referees. Nickell Robey Coleman's obvious PI in the final minutes of regulation. Not a PI, according to those officials, which led to the biggest yawner in Super Bowl history. Ball don't lie, even if the refs sometimes do. Have the Lions been lying to our eyes this season? It looked that way on Thanksgiving. Now they're in NOLA. The Saints are +4 in this one. I say the Lions kind of get right here. They survive by a point. Hench, how say you?
Well, you know, I don't know how long I can stick with this Lions team. You know, a month ago, the Ravens destroyed them, and it was like, well, that had to be a wake-up call. And then they gave up 38 points to the Chargers. It's like, that a wake-up call? Then they're up 12. I mean, they're down 12 late on the Bears, 96% probability of losing that game. They pull it out. Then they just lay an absolute egg from Jump Street on Thanksgiving against the Packers. All that said, the Lions get right this week at the scene of the crime, 30-17.
Spaghetti.
Yeah, I had the Lions winning 27-21. In theory, it should be a tough matchup because New Orleans are not so bad of a defense. Detroit defense struggling, especially the secondary there. But the problem is the Saints, there's too many injuries. It seems like Kamara is the only guy who's like really healthy in terms of their weapons. So I like the Lions to win this game. And I like David Montgomery over 63.5 rushing yards, -113. Done that in 3 straight games, 7 times this season. They figure out how to use the committee. So that's going to clear no problem. Lions win the game.
Brady Lemieux says the Lions win and cover, and if Hench isn't too worked up now that I brought up some bad officiating in the past, let's talk about his Patriots. The Chargers are in Foxborough. Will Beach Bum Belichick jump ship and bolt to L.A. on the Chargers playing home? And further, is that something the Chargers would even want? I'll tell you this, Brandon Staley better go on an all-time heater this last month and a half, or it's a wrap. But will he? The Patriots are +6, now 5.5, actually, at the time of this recording. I say the Chargers go in there and beat them 20-10, doubling them up. How say you, Hench?
Man, I mean, we're just sharing a garage all day long here. I like the Chargers 27-13. I don't think beating this Patriots team will constitute the beginning of a heater for the dead man walking that is Brandon Staley. And I know we don't see eye to eye on this. I get teary-eyed when Ray Bourque wins a cup in Colorado and you think it's a hate crime that I'm happy for him. But I love Bill Belichick. I want him to break the record. It's not going to happen in this rebuild teardown in New England. So I actually want Bill Belichick to go to the beach with the LA Chargers and break the record, and I'll be happy for him. And maybe this is the day. This is the day he looks across the sideline and says, man, it would be so much better to be coaching Justin Herbert than Bailey Zappi in the third quarter of every game.
That was beautiful. That was fake empathy that is actually pity. You're pitying Bill Belichick is what you're doing. Spaghetti, how say you?
Hench is right. I mean, Brandon Staley is going to get fired no matter what the result of this game is. And I don't know if there's like really a get right game, but there's just no way the Chargers could they have to win this game by 3+ scores. Like you have to get an early lead and then just not even be a contest because the Patriots right now, they're flip flopping between Bailey Zappi and Malik Cunningham in practice. Mac Jones' career probably over in New England. Am I going to go with the Chargers prop though? No, I'm not. Ramondre Stevenson over 61.5 rush yards, -115, done it in 3 straight games. He is the one piece on offense that you can kind of rely on, but again, Chargers win this game big, 26-9.
Where are we on time, Spaghetti?
We're a little over 16. If you want to fit it in, we could try.
No, I'll just tell you, Brady Lemieux says that the Chargers are going to go in there and win and cover, and we'll cut it off there. I wanted to talk about Aaron Rodgers.
We're already long, but right. You can fit it in. You can't fit it in once you're long.
Well, I'm going based on rundown. We had one game left, and we could just scream our scores, but it's fine. We can end it here.
Yeah, let's end it here. Okay, that's that. Thank you for checking out the 15-minute pregame show. Go back and listen to our very fine 2 episodes of Minus 3 earlier in the week, and we'll talk to you after week 13 and for front of week 14. Until then, thanks so much, football fans. It's been a thin slice of heaven.